SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. In the race for 270 Electoral College votes, both presidential campaigns view Pennsylvania's 19 votes as crucial. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris kicked off the week with competing events in the state.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump took their fight to Pennsylvania to opposite ends of the state. Harris spoke in the northwest corner in Erie and Trump in the southeastern suburbs of Philadelphia. Democrat Harris and Republican Trump both made comments about the cost of housing and groceries. Harris said,
"We will bring down the cost of housing and help first-time home buyers."
While Trump said lowering the cost of oil will help lower the cost of everything.
"But we're going to use our beautiful liquid gold, and when we get everything else down, houses, everything's going to come. It's going to be beautiful. You're going to have a house."
I'm Hannah Pinjuani.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Justice Department has filed a lawsuit alleging that Virginia officials violated federal election law by removing names from voter rolls too close to Election Day. Law requires a 90-day quiet period. The second largest shareholder of Southwest Airlines is calling for a special meeting of shareholders.
Elliott Management, which has been highly critical of Southwest in recent months, is pushing for leadership changes and an overhaul of the company's strategy. Southwest has responded by making some changes, but not enough to appease the fund, which is led by billionaire investor Paul Singer. The hedge fund recently acquired a stake of 11% in the struggling airline and has called for the meeting to be held on December 10.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Stock prices are trending lower at this hour. This is SRN News. Evangelicals are talking about sin. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new poll from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research asks the question, what is sinful? Amongst evangelicals, defined as people who hold traditional Christian beliefs about God, the Bible, and salvation, 96% say adultery is a sin. 87% think racism is a sin, and 86% believe viewing pornography is also sinful. However, the poll also reveals that only 76% of evangelicals say it's a sin to swear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christopher Columbus, who is now regarded as an oppressor of a minority group, was apparently a member of one himself. New DNA research carried out by scientists in Spain indicates that the legendary explorer was Jewish. In fact, Columbus lived his life as a Catholic, and some Jews living in Spain during the 15th century did convert rather than suffer religious persecution. This is SRN News. Stellantis is fixing its slowing U.S. sales at the right pace after fumbling a marketing plan earlier this year.
That's according to CEO Carlos Tavares, who pushed out the carmaker's chief financial officer and the chief operating officers for both North America and Europe last week. He told reporters at the Paris Motor Show that he's responsible for the bad things that have happened at the company, but also for the good. Stellantis has struggled this year in both Europe and the U.S., where sales are down 20% through September compared with last year. Keith Peters reporting.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Democratic Congressman Colin Allred will meet tonight in the only debate of their Texas Senate race. It's a race that could help determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. Nationally, Democrats view Texas as one of their few potential pickup chances this year. More details at SRNnews.com.